Welcome to the Action Breeds Clarity podcast. As Aristotle said, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. This podcast is for those who want to weave the habit of excellence into every area of life, not by big, grand, radical actions, but by small, consistent actions done with intention. This podcast is for those who are passionate about appreciating the time we have, building a life you feel proud to call yours, and being mindful of your actions, because how you show up really does matter. Hey, action takers, this is episode number 12, and I'm calling it Bit Parts and the Big Bang Theory. I bet you're wondering, what is this one going to be about? So let's get right to it. There is an actor named Steven Yeun. If you don't know him by his name, you may recognize him from his roles. For me, his most notable role was playing Glenn Rhee on The Walking Dead. He was the Asian guy married to Maggie. I don't know about you, but I was totally team Glenn. He was amazing. Now, the actor Steven was also recently nominated for an Oscar for Best Performance for a Leading Actor for his work in a film called Minari. Why am I talking about Steven Yeun? Well, I happen to be a fan of the series The Big Bang Theory. Have you seen it? Steven Yeun is not a main character in the show, so why the heck am I bringing him up then? Stay with me, I promise I have a point. I have a weird habit of watching shows I love over and over and over again. I literally watch every single episode through all of the seasons, and then when it's over, I just start it all over again from the beginning. I've done it with various shows over many years. I sometimes do the same thing with music. Like, I'll just listen to one album over and over and over and over and over again. I don't even know, but I do not get tired of it either. I have no idea why. I guess I just find it oddly comforting. I think it's awesome that I don't have to think about what I'm going to watch or listen to next. There's no endless browsing of Netflix or Prime or Hulu or whatever. I just go straight to my show and I relive the awesomeness again and again and again. I also love reliving my favorite moments from these shows and learning something new or noticing something new each time that I watch. So a few run-throughs ago of watching The Big Bang Theory, specifically season 3, episode 22, Leonard is telling Penny how he first became roommates with Sheldon. So there's this flashback scene to the first day that Leonard goes to the apartment, and the elevator is working. If you watch the show, you know that's a thing. And this young guy comes out of the elevator carrying a box of his stuff like he's moving out. And he's moving out from where he's been living with Sheldon. And he warns Leonard on the way out that he should run away while he still can. And this young guy that came out of that elevator who's moving out is, drumroll, the actor Steven Yeun. So alas, we have a connection. So Steven has exactly 3 lines in this episode. Every time I see that episode, I get super happy. Why? Because I just imagine what it must have been like for Steven Yeun, being a young actor and being a person of color in Hollywood, showing up day after day after day to pursue his dreams, going to audition after audition, and then, you know, hopefully celebrating even when he gets a non-recurring 3-line part on a TV show as guy leaving the elevator or guy leaving the building. Full disclosure, I honestly don't know a lot about the actual actor or his journey. These are just my thoughts as a viewer seeing a well-known actor in a bit part. A bit part is like a really small part. I looked it up online, and that episode of The Big Bang Theory came out the same year that The Walking Dead's first season came out. Now, I wonder if Steven knew he would go on to star in a major, major TV show and be a main and very loved character on that show. I wonder if while he was filming that Big Bang episode, if he doubted if he'd ever make it. I wonder if he doubted if he'd ever be a leading man or if he'd ever be nominated for a freaking Academy Award. So what is the point of me telling you all of this? The point is, when you're in the chapter of your life called bit part, it's impossible to know where the bit part will lead. Maybe for you, the bit part is starting a YouTube channel, creating a ton of awesome content on a regular basis, and even getting lots of views, but not really sure how you're going to monetize it or turn it into a real career. Maybe for you, the bit part is going on date after date or from disappointing dating experience after disappointing dating experience, doubting and fearing that you'll never meet the right person for you. Maybe for you, it's trying to get pregnant and being unsuccessful, wondering if you'll ever be a parent. Maybe for you, the bit part is working a job you're not truly passionate about, where you feel like your talents and your skills are undervalued, and you're wondering if you can ever have both financial freedom and a meaningful career. As I see it, the choices in front of someone in the bit part of their life are give up on what you truly want because you can't see where you are right now is going to lead you to where you'd love to be in the future. By the way, 1 star, do not recommend. Or there's some other choices. Appreciate this chapter of your life called bit part. Embrace it. Be grateful for where you are. I bet it took a lot to get here to where you are right now. Remember that you have no idea where your breakthrough moment will come from, but you guarantee that it won't happen if you just give up on yourself. So here are a couple of recommendations for when it feels like you'll be stuck in that bit part hell forever. Instead of giving up, try revisiting the vision that you initially had and revisiting your why. Why is this dream important to you? Why is this goal something that you really want? What excites you about it in the first place? Instead of giving up, try creating a vision board filled with all the awesome things you hope to accomplish. Make it mean something to you so that every time you look at it, you are filled with the feelings that come with receiving all the things you want. I freaking love this. I literally spent 3 hours over the weekend updating my vision board and getting it printed out on a large poster board. I also keep a digital version of that vision board on my phone. I love, love, love looking at it and living in these future moments right now. The realer your vision is in your mind and in your body through the feelings that it evokes, the more powerful that vision becomes and the more real it becomes for you. It's like you're living all that you want before it actually happens. Another tip, instead of giving up when you're in the bit part of your life and you're wondering if all the things that you want will ever happen, try talking out some of your doubts and fears with a trusted friend who is supportive of you. Sometimes we don't see ourselves as other people do. We're constantly judging ourselves and holding ourselves up against the criteria of the version of ourselves that we're striving to become versus a supportive friend or family member that might have a more objective view of who we are and can be like a great aid in reminding you of your greatness, reminding you of all of the challenges you've overcome to get to here and all of the ways that you are totally capable of achieving the things that you want in the future. Another tip, instead of giving up when you feel down and you're wondering if anything that you want will ever happen, take a break. Like, practice some self-care. Let it go for a while, especially if it's starting to feel heavy. Go do something fun. Go eat a hot dog. Dance in your living room with or without pants. Let's get crazy, guys. And lay outside or look at the clouds. Just go do something fun. There's a quote that I love from Lao Tzu. Nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished. There is a wisdom and a timing to each of our lives. And believe me, I know from experience how hard it can be to stay patient as you wait for the things you want most to show up, as you work every single day to better yourself and pursue the things that you want most. It's so hard sometimes to trust that it can and will happen. But think of how worth it will be if you do not give up. Think of how worth it will be when it does happen. Do your best to keep showing up for what you want and being patient and trusting that it will all happen for you if you keep working for it. So I believe there is an inevitability to success that comes from simply not giving up. None of us knows where our bit part chapter can lead, but whatever the grandest vision is for your life, you can have it. If you keep working for it, showing up for it, if you let go of what no longer serves you or supports your vision, if you pivot when necessary in order to get what you want or get closer to it, they say, like, be stubborn about your goals, but be flexible about your methods. And that's where I think all of this comes in. So imagine if Steven Yeun gave up after his three-line part in The Big Bang Theory because he couldn't see the point or where it was leading. That would have been a real tragedy, just like it would be a tragedy if you stopped showing up for yourself because you couldn't see how where you are now and the efforts you're making now will lead to everything you ever wanted. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe so you can be notified when a new episode is posted. Like and review this podcast and share it with your friends so they can follow along too as we all take action together each month. Plus, that's added accountability for you. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you choose to invest in yourself, take action even if you don't feel ready, and build a life you're proud to have through consistent and intentional action, because how you show up really matters. Lastly, make sure you visit actionbreedsclarity.com to get your free resources. I'll see you in the next episode.